The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Discipleship.ca. My name is Steve, and with me again today is...
Kevin Hardy.
Oh, he said his last name this time.
I did.
Sometimes I have to say it for you, just so everybody knows that you're not Teresa. Thanks for joining us as we have another discussion with the hope, prayer, and goal of encouraging you in your daily walk of faith and journey towards Christ-likeness as we explore scripture, faith, and Christian life, as well as talking about what Jesus is teaching us on our journeys of faith. And we are rolling through our series here on the Apostles' Creed, which you just heard Teresa read for us. And we are on the massively large statement today, he ascended into heaven. So...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Four words. You should, you know, the quote you just read?
Yeah.
Start with that one.
Start with that?
Okay. Maybe you're going to save it for like the crescendo, but it's like, it was good.
Well, this comes out of Acts chapter 2 when you think of... you think of the Spirit coming at Pentecost, and you see Jesus gathering his, you know, gathering the nations. Yeah. You hear the speaking in tongues. They're hearing the mighty works of God in their own languages. And just thinking through how this is fulfilling Old Testament prophecies. There's so much going on, right?
Yeah.
We you can get into all sorts of different directions with that. But what we see is Israel is this spiritual community, and it's this restoring of God's people. And in the beginning of Acts 2, this is all happening. The apostles are together. They're waiting. They're heeding what Jesus told them to do. And what happens? There came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Yeah. Filled the entire house where they're sitting. Divided tongues of fire appeared to them, rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Luke's descriptive. He's, you know, the Spirit has come to this community. And this great sound comes from where? Heaven.
Yeah.
Where did Jesus just ascend to, which we're going to talk about, but he ascended to heaven.
Heaven.
Yep. And Alan J. Thompson, he has this book on the Acts of the Risen Lord, and he says this. He says, the focus here is not on his absence and consequent inactivity,
right,
rather on the place from which Jesus rules for the rest of Acts. Jesus, yeah, is ruling from heaven, and the Spirit now comes from heaven. So that's where some people think that even the book of Acts should just be like, the Acts of Jesus.
Yep.
The continuing work of Christ.
Yeah.
Through his Spirit, giving us his Spirit. That's part of the ascension as well, that he left not to leave us hanging, but he left to continue ruling and reigning and to give us his Spirit. Yep. So that his work would continue and we do great things. So the, yep, gospel would go forward. So yeah, that's a good place to start. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and this is the one thing, right? Everybody's like, why does it matter? Like,
yeah.
He ascended.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's no longer dead. That's like, he's not at the grave. So
yeah, it's a part of the story.
That's great. He's no longer on the cross.
Yeah.
Right? The sufficiency of those two acts is done. We got the blood is shed. Sins are forgiven. Mm-hmm. Death is defeated. So now there's this in-between spot. And I don't even know who showed me or taught me the first, but it's that liminal state.
Yes.
Right, yeah, where we're in one place, but also in another.
We've got a foot in both places.
Yeah, the example is there was a Tom Hanks movie a while back where the dude had to live in the airport because,
yeah,
he was traveling. Yeah. And like his country had a coup, so the country that he left didn't exist. And now he had a passport for a country that didn't exist but hadn't got to the next place. And it sounds ludicrous, but there was actually a dude that had to live in the Louis de Gaulle airport for like years.
Yeah.
Well, he partly chose to live there for years after they sorted out how, but he was making a political statement.
Yeah.
But he was literally a person not from anywhere.
Yeah.
He lived in an airport in a liminal state. He wasn't from his country anymore, and he hadn't arrived anywhere else, so he was stuck between, which is exactly what believers are, right? Yeah. Yeah. We're stuck stuck between heaven and earth.
Yeah.
We're purchased into heaven through Christ, but yet we're left in this world waiting for Christ.
We're dual citizens.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
we can't get to heaven yet.
We can't, and we're not supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be in this world, but not of it, right? There's that kind of statement. Totally. And the ascension helps us to understand that because of what Jesus is at work doing and how he left and the instructions that he gave.
Totally.
The disciples, and you kind of said it there, it's for those that are looking for places where the scriptures are, right? The ascension is outlined in Acts chapter 1. There's a little bit in Luke, like just a few verses, like, and he went up. You know, the Gospels have a little bit because it's kind of that you know, pivot spot where we switch from earthly ministry to heavenly ministry, and we've got this reality, like,
you got verses where he is now, which is the next one.
Exactly. So one of the things that I wanted to point out was the idea that Jesus ascends and then is, you know, he is seated in heaven, but there is that that reality, like, and we'll pick this up in the next week, but there's 12 times, like, we're told this is where he's gone.
Yeah.
And then the question becomes, why?
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Why is it important that Jesus has gone there and has that role? So we'll unpack that next week. But this why does he have to leave is even part of the question, right? Totally. The disciples the whole way through expected him to establish a kingdom now.
Yeah, let's do this. Sit on the throne physically here. Yeah.
Right? And here in our world today, what do people want? People want a Christian nation, ruler. Government now.
Even if you're not a Christian, you want your guy in the seat. You're looking to the king or the president or the prime minister or whatever it is to solve your to bring your dreams to fruition or to solve all your problems or whatever.
Exactly. So there's been 40 days now of Jesus appearing to individuals, small groups, large groups.
Yeah.
You know, he's gone through the process with Thomas and said, like, hey, like, touch the nail hand.
Here's the holes.
Like, do it. Yeah. Reinstated Peter. Said, you know what? You told me that you were never going to leave me or forsake me. Yeah. Took a few hours and you did. I told you it was going to happen. Now you're going to feed my sheep. You're going to tend my sheep. We're going to have some fish because I'm not dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm alive.
I have a physical body still.
Yeah. And so, like you said, there's this reality that Jesus had told them a few times, I'm going to have to go away so that you can have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Right? So there's that part of why he's leaving.
Totally.
But then there's also just the part of, it's just there, and I kind of read it this week, kind of anew in my mind, was just the focus of Jesus comes to the end. He's like, okay, you've all seen me enough.
Yeah.
It's time for me to go. And he blesses them.
Yeah.
But I guess in the original language, that blessing is like the verbiage is continual.
Yeah.
So one guy wrote, like, it's easy to believe that Jesus ascended and continually blessed all the way until they couldn't hear him anymore. Arrives in heaven, sits down, and continues to do that, right?
Uninterrupted.
And there's just that concept of, you know, Jesus has gone, but he's not out of the daily, you know, toil, fight, struggle of this world with us.
Yeah.
He's still interceding for us.
It's a governing, ruling, and we'll get to that when we see him sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
But, like, even when you just think of that Acts 1 passage, just to look at it for a minute, Acts 1, 9 to 11. Yep. And when they'd said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
Yeah.
In a sense saying, hey, you guys have work to do here.
Yeah, exactly.
He's given you his, you know, these marching orders to take the gospel to the nations, to be witnesses. And now he's going to do his work and continue to work through you by his Spirit. As we talked about briefly there, that Acts 2 passage, when the Spirit comes in power on his people.
Yep.
And then we begin to see that Spirit just spreading through his people throughout the world.
Yeah. And so that's another thing that I read this week that I'd never really thought about is like, why did he ascend this way, right? Like mm-hmm. that continual, like...
Why did he go up into the clouds, or why didn't he just disappear?
And like literally left their sight.
Totally.
Was because for the last 40 days, he's been appearing and disappearing.
So yeah, there's...
So they're like,
confuse them.
If he had just like Star Trek'd it out of there, just beam me up, Scotty. They would have been like, oh, he's coming back later. Like, he's been coming back. He'll be here for lunch tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah.
But this way, it showed the disciples, like, he's gone. Like, he's going and he's staying away, right? And that passage, John 16, verse 7, right?
Yeah.
It's, let me find it here. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, that it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Right? There's this reality that Jesus has made the promise.
Yeah.
You are going to have the Helper, the Holy Spirit, come. Yeah. But you don't get both of us.
Yeah.
Like, I've got stuff I've got to do. Spirit will come and do the work that I've sent him to do. But this is the reality. I have to go. And so there's that ascension in front of their vision so that they understand that he's gone.
Yeah.
He's not coming back this time.
And that
not right away anyway.
And that he's going to reign. Like that.
Right.
Like the other reality of seeing him ascend up. Again, he could have gone sideways. He could have, cloud of dust and he's gone. But ascending up is like, I'm going to rule. Like I'm going to go be with the Father. I'm going to go.
Yep.
Like Jesus prayed in John 17, verse 5. He prayed, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. He's going to his pre-incarnated glory. You know, I'm going back to my home, but I'm going to be ruling.
Right.
So that reflects that.
Yeah.
The language there goes, he's going up. He's going to be governing us from above.
Right. Yeah. And there's that piece there. As you say, he's going up. That's one thing that is... kind of implied or there for us to see all throughout the Gospels. Every time Jesus is going to do something of importance theologically, in his life, he was always going up.
Yeah.
They went up to Jerusalem. Yeah. They went up onto the mount. They
came up out of the water.
Out of the water. Yeah. Went up onto the mount for transfiguration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Went up on the cross.
Yeah.
Right. The directionally.
Yeah.
Up is when we're supposed to go, oh, wait, Jesus is doing something important here.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to remember that. And here it is again.
Yeah.
This is why he ascended. He went up into heaven.
Yeah.
Now, the result of that is we live with this idea that heaven is in the clouds, right? And this is why, because Jesus literally went up. But it's almost like the exclamation point of, like, pay attention to how important this part is.
Totally.
I'm not disappearing to somewhere else. I'm not going to be inactive. I'm not leaving you just to leave you. But there is a process that has to be worked through, and that is I must go to the Father again, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And when you think of even heaven scripturally, there are those different senses. There's a sense of, like, with God. There's even the sense of just God sustaining all things. There's the sense of, like, it being the skies, like that it is the sky. But again, here is Jesus actually going to be with the Father and going to be with the angels and ruling and reigning in that sense. That final hope for us as Christians.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then they got the blessing too, right? Like, he's pronouncing a blessing. The last words, like, face to face with Jesus aren't be better.
Yeah.
Like, follow the rules. Do what I told you to do. It's a blessing. He's praying for them. He's saying, like, give these guys strength to walk out the days in front of them.
Yeah.
Because, at that point, he's looking at guys that are, to a man, going to be, like murdered for their faith.
They have a hard road ahead.
Except for John.
Yeah.
who, when they tried to murder him, it didn't work. Like, yeah. he just didn't die, so they had to let him get old yeah. and die yeah. by exiling him out on a rock in the middle of the
Yeah, just solitary sea, confinement.
Right? Yeah, so because when they tried to boil him, he didn't die kind of thing. Like, it's, you know, at least that's the church history bit that goes with mm-hmm. it. But it's like, you know, he knew what these guys were going to go through. Mm-hmm. He knows what we're going through, and this is why he ascends.
Yeah.
And continues to pour out that blessing, those prayers
yeah, there's a,
on our behalf, right?
It's a twofold comfort, because there's that condescension or that descending yeah. to us. And we talked about that a little bit in a previous episode, but that coming to us into our world, into the incarnation.
Yeah.
The comfort that he's walking among us.
Yeah.
So there's that comfort, and now it's like, and now there's a comfort that he's also ascending,
yeah.
and he's going to rule and reign from that place and intercede on our behalf 100%. And govern and all these things. So it's this dual sided comfort, but there's just he's just assuming a different part of his work,
yeah.
but he's still working.
Right.
And it just looks different.
Yeah. No. And it's supposed to be a comfort and a blessing, mm-hmm. a strength for us to understand that. Well, I mean, and it's hard for us to wrap our heads around, because we didn't ever walk through this world with Jesus.
Yeah.
But for the disciples who, you know, instantaneously are going to become the apostles,
yeah.
The comfort is he still cares.
Yeah.
Like he's yeah. told us he still cares. He told us that he prepared them saying, this is what's going to happen. Right.
Yeah.
And you have just even in Luke 24, verse 50, he led them out as far as Bethany, lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. There's that continual, right? While he was blessing them, mm-hmm. he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. It's like,
yeah,
it's almost like, you know, that moment where, you know, I don't know if it works this way at your house, but when we're trying to get out the door,
yeah.
My wife is the one that starts conversations at that moment with people who aren't coming with us, right? Like, so if we're leaving the house, all of a sudden she's starting a new conversation, and I'm like halfway out the door, but it's like, it's almost like God's like, no, Jesus, you got to come. Like, if you're going to finish this prayer, yeah. but you're doing it from up here. Yeah. Like, we got a process that's going through. It's like, yeah. he wasn't wrapping up, and that's what our brains think. It's like, mm-hmm.
he's done,
the timer went off and the elevator had to move and that kind of stuff. It's like, no, this is what Jesus is doing. There's only one exception. We're going to talk about that next week, but his whole purpose is now to sit at the right hand of the Father
yeah.
and intercede, pour out blessing
yeah.
on our behalf.
Yeah.
And here's this moment where it's almost like God the Father says, no, if I leave you to pray for these guys, you're going to be there forever.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally. So I need to pull you back into heaven for this purpose. And it kind of that idea that we should cherish there is that, I mean, you can almost read that he would just stay and pray for us forever.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's what his heart, yeah. Jesus' heart is for us.
Yeah.
And so in the ascension, lots of times people are like, oh man, wouldn't it be cool if he stayed? I'm like, yeah, but think about what we would have missed if he didn't go.
Yeah.
Right. We wouldn't have Jesus in heaven interceding for everybody at all times. We would have Jesus standing in one place and we would all be crushing in trying to get close to him. Right.
Yeah.
It would be just insanity, because yeah. he would be like a couple thousand years old now, hanging around, and we would be making yeah. trips to our holy place, which is where yeah. Jesus sits, and we would be like all of the other world religions that have their kind of icon.
Yeah,
the only difference would be is
yeah.
we've got Jesus, yeah. and to separate us from that kind of circus,
yeah,
he's ascended into heaven
yeah.
for the moment that he returns and instills eternity with him.
Yeah.
So we're going to get that coming, but it's there's this process that has to occur.
Yeah, and it's started. Like you said, we have a foot in both places, and
yeah.
like heaven is reality for us now. There is the implications of eternity start now.
Yep.
Eternal life starts now for us.
Yep.
Like
yep.
yes, we will have
kingdom a physical, of, yeah. kingdom of God is yeah. here now.
Yeah.
But
not yet,
not completely,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
now
yeah.
we're not yet. We're in that in between place, and the work of Father, Son, Holy Spirit is happening.
Yeah.
That's the other piece that we can miss sometimes is You know, if we don't see why the ascension matters and why God or why Jesus sitting at the Father's right hand matters, we can just assume, okay, God the Father was doing this at this period of time, then the Son was doing this, and we can split up the Trinity in a weird way, which has happened, and there's weird heresies about that. But now you see, we're filled by His Spirit, but Jesus is still reigning.
He is king.
He is king today, and we need not forget that.
Yeah, and it's hard. We just talked before we did this one. We're like, we could have pushed this one together with the next statement that we're going to do, because we keep jumping across the line.
Yeah.
Like I jumped across the line on the very first sentence that I said, and it's like, I gotta come backwards.
But they are tied together,
right? But they're so tied together. But that, like, it's so often it's such a short little clip here in Scripture. Of from the death, burial, resurrection to the ascension. But I mean, there's a month and a half basically where Jesus is doing, or a month and a third, Jesus is doing like monumental things, proving that he's not dead, laying out the future for how this is going to work,
giving his
preparing commission. And reinstating and commissioning the disciples into the apostolic time of the new church.
So that they can establish the church.
Right, and they can do that, and like just preparing them. That's how much God cares, is that he's not just going to leave us abandoned.
Yeah,
he's going to equip us for whatever is coming. And that's even part of this when he says, I have to go away so that you get the Helper, the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah. And it's all been planned out. This is this is His plan unfolding before us.
Yeah,
it's a necessary part.
Yeah. Well, this is like the probably the shortest one in this whole deal. I think we might have even talked about Pontius Pilate more than we did the Ascension, but it's because we want to get to the next bit, and it is like the Ascension is still part of next week. So it's kind of like a primer, get you ready for it, but we're excited to get into it. Hope you guys have been enjoying this. So we thank you for being in our conversation today. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can always subscribe, leave a like or comment in our social streams, or even tell others about us. We appreciate any help in getting connected to people who are interested. And as always, you can find us online at discipleship.ca and on Facebook and Instagram. Have a great day. Hope you can join us next time.